From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The New York Auto Show is underway. It is the last big showcase of new cars before the auto industry moves into its summer selling season. This year, special attention is being paid to Japanese automakers as they recover from last month's earthquake and tsunami. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from the New York Auto Show on the health of the Japanese car industry.
Auto shows are usually just really big industry parties, a time for car execs to show off their cool new stuff, tease their rivals, put on a new face for the public. Don't get me wrong, this show had all of that, but it also had a little more, a touch of melancholy.
During these challenging times, we have received warm encouragement and tremendous support from many in the United States.
That's the new chairman of Subaru of America, Takeshi Tashimori. But that note of somberness and gratitude is about as far as the execs will go. The rest of the show and the product launches were full of the typical sort of weird, hyped-up auto show exuberance.
You know, I get excitable about a lot of things.
Like Jack Hollis of Scion unveiling a new concept car.
But I love this car!
Besides the strange mix of happy and sad, when pressed about the realities of the situation in Japan, executives are polite and they deflect. Here's Bob Carter. He's the head of Toyota North America.
It's affecting the entire industry. There will not be an automotive brand that will remain unaffected by this tragedy.
That is true. It's also true the earthquake and tsunami have had a greater effect on the Japanese car companies. Toyota announced today that it won't get back to full production in the U.S. until this summer. And globally, they won't get back on track until this winter. Despite the setbacks, Bob Carter of Toyota and all the other executives of Japanese companies take great pains to remain upbeat.
We remain focused on bringing the best products to market at a great value, at a high MPG for American consumers. And that has been the heritage of Toyota, and you'll see us continue to do that.
Some of Toyota's problems may have shown the Japanese automakers the importance of skillful PR.
They've been facing some very interesting issues in the last couple of years that they've never faced before.
That's Aaron Bragman. He's an analyst with IHS Automotive. He says the Japanese car industry hasn't had much experience dealing with PR nightmares like, say, their Detroit brethren. That's affected how they've responded to this disaster.
We're very concerned that the production disruption that we've seen from the suppliers in Japan is going to be more serious than the Japanese automakers are letting on.
He says there's one reason the car companies are putting on as happy a face as possible.
Stock price. You don't want to alarm any investors. You don't want to alarm the market. If the market thinks you're not going to have the same kind of strong earnings this year that you are claiming that you're going to have, it could adversely affect your stock price.
Bragman says he doesn't expect the Japanese automakers to be completely forthright about conditions until it's absolutely necessary. The reality is, Bragman says, the supply chain problems couldn't come at a worse time.
We're just about to go into the hottest selling months of the year, spring and summer, and this is combined with the fact that we have high fuel prices. The vehicles that are going to be in higher demand are the smaller vehicles, which are typically the strongest for the Japanese.
So who benefits if the Japanese car makers aren't able to get their cars to market?
I'm Dave Zukowski. I'm the Executive Vice President for Sales for Hyundai Motor America.
The Korean carmakers Hyundai and Kia have been snapping at the heels of the Japanese automakers long before the recent disaster.
We are thankfully relatively unaffected by the component shortages resulting from Japan-sourced parts because we don't have many of them. So that's really not affecting our availability.
Dave Zukowski of Hyundai and his company are careful not to say or even suggest that they'll benefit if the Japanese carmakers stumble. But
I think we have the best lineup of car, maybe best positioned for escalating fuel prices. From a freshness of product and a positioning of product, we're in great shape.
The harsh reality is there's a pent-up demand in the U.S. for cars. With gas prices climbing higher and higher, the company with the most fuel-efficient vehicles on dealer lots is likely to win, at least this round. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, New York.